Hello, this is Jeff Waters. Test it. Make sure it's on. It's on. Okay. All right. Well, as I said, I'm Jeff Waters from Annihilator, and I've been asked by the record company in the States that we just signed a deal with. There goes the garbage truck. Yeah, I'll keep going anyway. Nobody gives a shit about a garbage truck going by, right? Okay, anyway, I've been asked by the record company to yap and talk about each of the albums that we've done since 1994, because our records haven't been out in North America for many years, and I'm sure a lot of the fans might like to know what's been going on or what's going on in the albums, changes, different styles of stuff, and that. So bear with me, I got a cold, I'm smoking and drinking coffee, and let me see, what can I tell you? King of the Kill, recorded in 1994, and that's the first record I did in my own home studio that I built. It was released in Europe in 94 through Music for Nations and another label in Japan, and was a very, very important album for us. It was my first album singing, and we ended up selling a lot of records for it in Europe and Japan. Did a lot of touring for the record over there, and basically a manager that I had for all these years told me that it wasn't a good idea to shop in the States or Canada, because it was heavy metal was kind of dead and labels weren't signing it and that. And I sort of carried that philosophy over for quite a few years until just recently. It's, what is it now? It's the end of September 99. I just parted ways with that manager, and within about a week of me looking around in the US and Canada for record companies that might be interested in this stuff that apparently wasn't signable, I got quite a few offers really quickly, and ended up settling with CMC BMG Distribution for North America, and here I am talking about the record. So looking at my little list here in random order, The Box would be a song on this record that is about the television. And when I'd finished the vocal tracks on this record, on this song at least, I wasn't too happy with the vocals I'd done on it. That song was recorded at the end of the vocal tracks of the record. My voice was fried because it was the first time I'd really sang on a record. And so my engineer Paul Blake said, "Jeff, you know, this is the only song that's really sucking on the vocals. Let's just try putting a rat pedal or a distortion pedal on your voice in the mix and see what it sounds like." So we did that, and which actually a lot of bands back in 94 were doing, you know, the Ministry distorted voice sort of sound and that. But anyway, I tried it anyway just to save the song, so to speak, because I was pretty convinced it was a good song. And it worked great. The distortion on the voice, excuse me, really gave it a lot of attitude, and seemed to be one of the most popular ones off that album over in Europe. And also, it was more of a little bit different style for us in this song. It was more of a slow-paced, you know, plug-and-away song rather than the fast, a typical fast Annihilator song with lots of changes and going from melodic to thrash to speed, you know, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, we're very happy with that, and I think we put it first on the record. The next song is King of the Kill. I'd written this with a longtime lyric co-writer, John Bates, who wrote a lot of good songs with me on lyrics like Alice in Hell and things like that. And let me see. King of the Kill, that's about a lion. Very simple. Should have been called Queen of the Kill after I finished the record and writing of the song and all that, because then I realized that it was the female lion that was the hunter and the real, you know, the real dominant hunter of the species, and I guess I didn't want to change it to Queen of the Kill. It probably wouldn't have had the same effect. But anyway, also the album cover has a king on it, so we would have had to change the album cover. Anyway, it should have been Queen of the Kill, but it's King of the Kill, and that one we did a video for, and it was a big hit in Japan for us. Next one, Hell is a War. That was very suited at the time in 94 for what was going on over in Europe and the conflicts and that. Starts out nice and melodic, then it gets super super slayerish, heavyish, slowish, and fast in the middle, and then slows down at the end, gets more melodic. But it was a nice song. And let me see, next one, Bliss. A little instrumental to lead into the song Second to None. And that song, I guess, is sort of narrated by drugs. And that's about it. Just a crazy little Iron Maiden, Judas Priest, Annihilator type of song. The next one, on my list at least, not in any order, is Annihilator. And that was, I guess, the first title track we done. Title track to the band. And that one was, again, very simple, slow beat on that one. But kind of a mesmerizing, repetitive riff going on in there. And girls seem to like this one over in Europe and Japan, so I cannot complain about that, can I? All right, and the next one's 21. That was a song that I come up for an idea with after going to a gambling casino and playing some cards at a local Vancouver gambling joint, and there you go, 21. Also a sort of subliminal meaning behind that one. And In the Blood, that was a song I co-wrote with a lyricist named Ralph Murphy, and I wrote a song called Phoenix Rising with him a few years back on an album called Set the World on Fire, and just shacked up in his hotel room out here when he came up to do some work, and grabbed an acoustic guitar, a ghetto blaster, and just banged off that song, and it was a nice little ballad. And Fiasco, no, I'll leave that to the end. Catch the Wind, that's an instrumental. And that's all I gotta say, an instrumental. Speed, that one was kind of a cheesy song, looking back on that one. The lyrics were kind of cheesy and had sort of like a, almost like a Van Halen sort of shuffle drum groove on that song. But I liked the solo work, and that was a little bit different for Annihilator. Then Bad Child, much more melodic, straight ahead rock song, you know, in the semi AC/DC vein, I think, on that one. And it was just your typical lyrical, young rebellious anthem, I guess. And then for the extra track on here, I decided to put a song on that is much different than the other songs. This is like a love ballad, if you can believe that. Just about missing someone, and a little bit, you know, a lot of people like Annihilator for different reasons. I mean, some people like the really heavy thrash stuff. Some people like the real melodic things. Like, we've had an album called Set the World on Fire where there was a lot of melody and a little more commercial vein to it. And that sold really well overseas and that. So I was kind of torn sometimes writing because I wasn't sure who to be writing for. The, you know, the Japanese who love the melodic, the Asians who love the Annihilator stuff for the melodic, even the ballad kind of stuff, or the hardcore Europeans and States people that like the real thrash stuff, or the Europeans, US people that liked like a bit of both and that. So this one I figured I'd throw on just for the hell of it. It's called Only Be Lonely. And it's got like a bit of a, I don't know, it's got a little Journey vibe in it, a little bit of Queensryche vibe. I don't know, just a sucky love ballad, but I like it, so it's on here. And then I guess the last one, Fiasco. Fiasco is just a crazy song about somebody being jealous about you and what you're doing with your life, and how it seems to them that you've got a perfect life and they really want to be you, and they sometimes go about crazy means to cut you down and badmouth you, that kind of thing. So that's what that song's about. But it's sounds got a little punk vibe in that song, a fun punk vibe. And that one, it starts out with a thing called a slate, and basically a slate is when you're doing mixes of your songs, when you're all finished the recording, you usually do quite a few different versions of the song, and then you pick the best one. And to start these songs off so that you know, so you don't get confused as to which mix it is, or which song has the louder or quieter vocals or drums or that, you usually get your assistant engineer or yourself to slate it. And basically you hit a button before the mix is going to start, and you say, this is Fiasco, take 3, and that kind of thing. Well, I figure I'll tack on at the end of this song some really goofy slates of me just being a total idiot in the studio. The poor assistant engineer, his name was Joel, he just went absolutely crazy because every time he pressed the button to do a slate on all these dozens of songs, I just scream in his ear and yell these goofy things. So I figured, you know, I don't know why I'm putting that one on, but I just want to put it on because it's absolutely stupid. And maybe somebody will like that. But anyway, thanks a lot. All the best. Hope you like this record. Hope to see you on tour. And a big thanks to all our fans that have still been with us in North America for all this time that we haven't been putting records out here. And big hello to the new fans that are picking the albums up for the first time. Okay, all the best. Take care. Thanks.